Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. I'm reading from Acts chapter 20, verse 29. Paul is writing, and he's saying, "For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore watch, and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears." This is part of a series that I'm doing on money churches, and I refuse to call them money churches. They're money cults that are springing up in Trinidad and Tobago and throughout the world. And these cults are led by people who call themselves pastors, prophets, and apostles, but they are nothing more than messengers of Satan planted in the church, tares planted among the wheat, wolves disguised as sheep for the purpose of leading God's people astray. And many people have called me and talked about their personal experiences with these churches, and I realize that Christians are in real bondage. And I am disappointed that more pastors throughout this country are not talking about these things openly. So what I would like to do in this session is show you from Scripture how to identify a wolf. You see, on the outside, he's dressed up like a sheep. So there's no way by looking at him on the surface to know that deep down inside he's a wolf. He looks like a sheep. He talks like a sheep. He sounds like a sheep. He says the kind of stuff that sheep say. You know, did they have the right talk? They talk about miracles, they talk about healing, they write the word Jesus Christ on their signs, but they're not even saved. I would like to show you how to identify a wolf. The best way to do that is to show you how to identify a true shepherd. Once you could identify a true shepherd and what a true shepherd is supposed to be, you could then easily spot a wolf when you see it. So let's go back a few verses in Acts chapter 20, and let's go back to verse 18. Paul said to them, "You know from the first day that I came to Asia in what manner I have always lived among you." Right off the bat, Paul is telling them, "You know how I lived among you." Look at their lives. Their lives will be able to tell everything that you need to know. Anybody could be a certain way in church. How are you at home? How are you at work? Verse 19. "You know in what manner I have always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews." Does he serve God with humility and tears? Or does he boast about how great he is, about how anointed he is? Does he talk about all the miracles that he supposedly has done? And some of these miracles may be genuine, they may be fake. And I shared in the last session, many shall say to me, "Lord, Lord, did we not cast out demons in your name?" And Jesus will say, "I never knew you. Who are you?" Do they boast about how great they are, about how powerful their ministry is? And if you sow into the fertile soil of my ministry, my ministry, God will bless you. Do they boast, or do they serve God with humility and with tears? Do they feel your pain and trials which happened to me? Do they serve God through trials? Let me introduce you to three terms. The Bible says pastors are shepherds. A shepherd cares for the sheep. But Jesus talked about a hireling who is just a hired hand. The sheep is not his own. He doesn't care about the sheep. He only cares about getting paid. So whenever trouble comes, he runs away. That's the difference between a true shepherd and a hireling. And then the Bible talks about wolves disguised as sheep. The difference now is that a hireling runs away when he sees trouble coming, but a wolf is himself the source of the trouble. And I'm saying this, and I know a lot of people will be angry with me. But there's some pastors who are genuine shepherds who care for the sheep. There's some pastors who are just hired help. They're just doing it because it pays well. And there's some pastors who are wolves dressed up as sheep, and they will take you to hell with them. Verse 20. How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly from house to house. Does your pastor teach you the word of God? Does he educate you? Does he build you up spiritually? Does he impart to you spiritually? Or does he just take? Or does he just promise miracles and healing and prosperity if you would give to him? Do they actually teach you? Do they actually focus on your spiritual well-being? Verse 21, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Do they preach repentance? Do they preach Jesus Christ crucified? What do they preach? Tell me something. Does your pastor preach, if you give money to me, God will prosper you? And he doesn't tell you anything about repenting from your sin and living holy before God. You know, sometimes you listen to these big shot preachers on TV, and they tell you, sow into the fertile soil of their ministry and God will bless you. Some of them will even promise. They will even say, God told me. They don't tell you that you need to get the unforgiveness out of your heart. They don't tell you that you need to repent from your sins. They don't tell you that you need to consecrate your life to Christ. They don't tell you that you need to work hard and let your light shine. They don't teach you about repentance towards God. They don't preach Christ to you. All they preach is money, money, money. If all they're preaching is money and they're not actually preaching Christ, then that tells you everything you need to know. A true shepherd will teach you about repentance towards God, exactly like what Paul did. Let's go on, verse 22. And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. Does your pastor sacrifice himself for you? Is he willing to endure trials for your benefit? Is he willing to endure trials for Jesus Christ? And that is one of the biggest differences between a shepherd and a hireling. A hireling will run when troubles come. A shepherd will lay down his life for his sheep. A shepherd will serve God regardless of what trials come his way. He will serve God and he will seek your well-being. Does that describe your pastor? Or is your pastor a hireling? And I'm not saying this to criticize pastors. I'm saying this because there are so many wolves in sheep's clothing in churches today. They call themselves churches, but they're not. And many Christians cannot tell the difference. I am sharing these scriptures simply to let you know how to identify a true man of God. A true shepherd will be willing to endure whatever. The Bible, in the Old Testament, it gave a story about David. When David was caring for the sheep, and a lion came, and another occasion a bear came, and David was not going to run and let the lion or the bear attack the sheep. He went and he fought the bear and the lion with his hands, and he protected the sheep. Does your pastor seek your well-being or his own well-being? That is huge, and you need to ask yourself those serious questions. When you go to one of these churches that advertise themselves on TV and they talk about their great miracles and whatnot, you don't know whether these miracles are real or fake. You don't know whether they're from God or from the devil. But here's a real question to ask. Is that pastor, prophet/apostle, Is that person genuinely interested in your well-being or their own? Let's go down to verse 24. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish the race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus Christ to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Is your pastor totally sold out to preaching the gospel? Come what may, preaching the gospel in season and out of season, regardless of the consequences, regardless of who gets offended, regardless of who leaves his church, regardless of who stops paying their tithes. We're going down to verse 25. Men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw disciples after themselves. Tell me, do they draw you to themselves or do they draw you to Christ? When you visit their church, is it all about what they have done, what they could do for you, what miracles they could do, or how powerful their prayers are, or do they draw you to Christ? John the Baptist said, I must decrease, so he will increase. Are they decreasing and Christ increasing? Are you seeing Christ in them or are you just seeing them? And again, these are big questions. Verse 33, I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my own necessities and for those who were with me. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now that's a favorite scripture of money preachers. It is more blessed to give than to receive. But they apply that to everyone except themselves. Their understanding of that scripture means everybody must give to me. But Paul's understanding of that scripture is, I must give. Paul was the apostle. Imagine these people are calling themselves apostles, but they are nothing like Paul. Paul said, I have coveted no one's silver or gold. I never asked you for money. I never manipulated you for your money. In fact, I worked with my own hands to provide my needs. I didn't even take tithes. And not only did I provide for my own needs, but I worked with my own hands to give to other people who were weak, who needed. And that is amazing. That is amazing. Does your pastor do that? This prophet or apostle that you heard about on TV, who supposedly could do all these great miracles, when they finish praying for you, are they asking for a payment, a fee? Or are they glad to serve you? You know what a genuine man of God would do? If a poor person comes to them for prayer, they wouldn't just pray for them, you know. They will pray for them and they will hand them a few $100s and say, I want to bless you with this. Just remember, Jesus Christ loves you and we love you too. That's what a genuine man of God would do. If you go to one of these churches and they're charging you money and then verbally abusing you when you're unable to pay, and not just charging money but charging thousands and tens of thousands of dollars for prayer, a genuine man of God would take some money out of his pocket and give you and say, God bless you. That's how you know the difference between a true shepherd and a wolf.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at bibleissues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to bibleissues.org where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at bibleissues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.